Well, sensational headline, isn't it? It's easy to say things like that. It's harder to support a statement such as that because it's not realistic. That statement was made 2 years ago at the time of Sally Rothie's untimely murder in Murray Bridge, and a lot of things were said and done back at that time. The Planet Youth report, taken from Year 10 students across our schools in the region, made it quite clear that drugs were not the issue. Unfortunately, alcohol was an issue for youth, but people saying that we're a drug capital, well, the facts don't support that at all.
There is an issue in South Australia and in regional areas like Murray Bridge when it comes to hard drugs like meth. What do you think about the way that we are managing it and the way that we could maybe better deal with it and help those people who are going through a health crisis? It's not just, a criminal crisis.
Well, addiction is obviously a terrible, terrible thing, and those people who have experienced it or have addiction problems, they would know too well. Life, as others would know it, is not available to them. They're living in a very frenzied and frightened world. I'd hate to think what that means for them. The best they can hope to do would be to break their habit and get help, get treatment. With Murray Bridge, we're focused on youth, predominantly focused on youth. The Murray Bridge Safe platform has been one of collaboration amongst a lot of agencies, government and non-government, dealing in the space of community addiction problems. So we've done a lot within that forum, a lot we don't normally talk about. But Planet Youth is one of the initiatives that's come from that, as are other programs that we've rolled out, and be brave enough to do the work to take it on head on as a community. I'd like to believe that that's the space we're currently operating in.